And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 18th of October, 2015. It was on this day, 1954, the first transistor radio appeared on the market, the transistor taking the place of vacuum tubes that were unreliable, slow to warm up, fragile. Scientists at Bell Laboratories invented the first transistor technology in 1947. They were used mainly in military technology until Texas Instruments came along and wanted to put out a transistor radio. Radios were mostly big, bulky things, stayed in one place, usually in the living room, whole family gathered around to listen to them. And the transistor radio, Texas Instruments believed, would be small and portable and be a popular Christmas gift item. So they produced the Regency TR-1. It could fit in your pocket. It cost $49.95. More than 100,000 were sold. And then a Japanese company, Tokyo Tsushin Kogyo, decided to make transistor radios as well. They needed a name that Americans could pronounce, so they looked up the Latin word for sound, which was sonus. And they liked the term sunny boys, which was used by Japanese to refer to very bright young boys. And so the company Sony was born, and soon transistor radios were very cheap, and teenagers were able to afford them. And with transistor radios, they were able to listen to music out of their parents' earshot, which made possible the explosion of rock and roll. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "I can write better than anybody who can write faster, and I can write faster than anybody who can write better." A.J. Liebling, born New York, 1904. Dropped out of Dartmouth to become a newspaper reporter. He said, "I would pound up tenement stairs and burst in on families disarranged by sudden misfortune. It gave me a chance to make contact with people I would never otherwise have met, and I learned almost immediately what every reporter knows, that most people are eager to talk about their troubles." He joined the New Yorker magazine in 1935 and went on to write about France, about gourmet food, boxing, the press, and World War II. It's the birthday of Entozaki Shange, born in Trenton, New Jersey, 1948, author of the play For Colored Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled A Single Autumn. The year my parents died, one that summer, one that fall, 3 months and 3 days apart, I moved into the house where they had lived their last years. It had never been theirs and was still theirs in that way for a while. Echoes in every room without a sound. All the things that we had never been able to say, I could not remember. Doll collection in a china cabinet, plates stacked on shelves, lace on drop-leaf tables, a dried branch of bittersweet before a hall mirror, were all planning to wait. The glass doors of the house remained closed. The days had turned cold, and out in the tall hickories, the blaze of autumn had begun on its own. I could do anything. A Single Autumn, poem by W.S. Merwin from his collected poems, published by Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.